Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Welcome to Side Hustle School as well. Thanks for tuning in. Yesterday, we talked about the overemployed phenomenon, also known as multi-working, people working multiple full-time jobs simultaneously. What an interesting, fascinating world. Today, of course, as mentioned, Throwback Thursday. This is our segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week, we heard from a freelance commercial animator who works on TV shows and other projects worldwide. Coming up, we've got someone who sells custom journals and planners. But for now, today, we're going to hear from Marvea, the pole dance instructor. Marvea, I believe she's in Florida. Let's get the news directly from her, the pole dance throwback. Pole dance instructing throwback, I should say. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, my name is Marvea. I've been teaching pole dancing for the past year, and it's been an incredible journey. When I first started out, I was a little nervous about whether I would be able to connect with my students and help them reach their goals. But as it turned out, it's been a lot of fun and incredibly rewarding. One of the things I love most is the sense of community that develops in my classes. My students come from all walks of life and have a wide range of experience levels. But we all share a common goal, to get fit and have fun while doing it. I love seeing the progress that my students make and the sense of accomplishment they feel when they achieve a new move or complete a challenging routine. One lesson I learned along the way was the importance of being patient and flexible. When I first started teaching, I had a very structured lesson plan that I followed closely. But as I gained more experience, I realized that every student learns at their own pace, and some might need extra help or more time to master a particular move. So I learned to be more flexible and adapt my lessons to meet the needs of each individual student. Something that went wrong for me along the way was when I had to cancel several days of classes due to some unforeseen circumstances. It was a last-minute cancellation, and I was really disappointed that I couldn't follow through on the schedule. But my students were understanding, and I was able to reschedule most of the classes for the following week. I'm not sure I ever want to do this full time, but then again, who knows? It's now taking almost 20 hours a week and bringing in a good amount of money, so I guess anything is possible. If someone else out there wanted to become a pole dance teacher, I will say that the most important thing is to have a passion for the art form and desire to help others. It's also important to be patient and flexible, as I mentioned earlier, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how we learn and grow. Finally, make sure you take care of yourself and prioritize your own well-being. Teaching can be physically and mentally demanding, so it's important to take breaks and recharge. Thanks, Chris and team. And thanks, everyone, for listening as well. You inspire me.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Marvea. I appreciate you sharing those updates with us. I'm excited to hear more about pole dance instructing. Got to go check it out sometime, take a class. It is on ClassPass, by the way, if you ever use the app ClassPass. This is not a sponsor message. This is just an app I use myself for different exercise studios. Maybe there's pole dance on it. I don't know about that, but there is yoga and strength training and all kinds of HIIT classes, other things that are interesting all across the United States. And I think it's actually worldwide. Now that I'm saying this, I remember using it in Sydney, Australia and Hong Kong as well. That is ClassPass. Again, just a personal endorsement there. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got questions or updates for us, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2203. 2203. Thanks for tuning in today. More coming up tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillipo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.